the side which is flipped is passé. It's not interesting anymore because it's not visible anymore. I'm not looking at it. And it's no good because I saw it, I know it. The other side, I don't know. We wanted to bring it out, right? One of it is happening here. Umar will tell him, look at you, you flipped, this is it. Why? Listen carefully. This is a very tricky part. Yes, listen carefully.
Then Umar said to him, this wailing of thine is also the mark of thy sobriety. The way of him that has passed away is another way, because sobriety is another sin. Sobriety exists from recollection of what is past. Past and future are to thee a curtain from God.
No. I'm sorry, but it won't do. Because the way I understood what you read is that this is a curtain that God has given to me. Is like that. It means this is the curtain that you don't see the God. See, you don't see the God because you pull some curtains. You know what these curtains are? Past and the future. Because when you think about the past, what are you doing when you think about your past? Alex, you are playing some trick inside your head. You bring some pictures with some intentions. You choose some pictures and change a couple of details to make a fantasy. You don't go past. That past doesn't exist anymore. And for us, it's not even worth it. Because if there is some value in it, God will keep it. There was one a simple semantic game for in our childhood. They reminded us always that, remember, God is. Do not say God was. Even when we talk in past, God is. We talk in the future, there is no will be, God is. Because is. The rest, is not. Past is not. And future is not. But we are busy with that. Who is busy with the past and the future? Intelligence, that guy. When you flip, you will see the responsibility of this intelligence and the trick it plays with you. You lose the source of joy, because joy was or will be, joy is. You have to experience it. It's in the moment. It happens in the moment, and life is only a moment. Life is a couple of moments, chance for a couple of moments, and each moment counts. All of it, when it ended, we'll talk about it. No, we'll talk sooner. Next paragraph, we'll talk about it. But listen carefully, because here is a very tricky language, even in Persian. So listen, you now you realize that your intelligence is looking to the back. Don't do that. Because that's the curtain you're making. The curtain which will make that separation, will blind you to see the God. Yes?
Cast fire on them both.
Yep.
How long, because of these twain, wilt thou be full of knots like the reed? Whilst the reed is knotted, it is not a sharer of secrets. It is not the companion of the lip and voice.
What happened? Suddenly, Rumi is finishing the seventh story and packing everything up, and he will remember how he started. Listen to the read. Have you ever thought why There are a lot of reasons. That's the poetic language. There are different uses for these vid. It is the symbol of denying the existence of something. Nay means no. And when you say no, you deny the existence of something. So it will present the guy who is denying himself in the finale. And it's this, because this in our language is nay as well. This one, we call it reed. Yes,
the throat.
Tube. Yeah, the throat. The air tube, actually. This is nine.
Well, the nerve is the same word as a cane, a cusop. It's called a cusop.
Yeah, that's a cane, because that's a reed, actually.
Cane is in sugar cane?
Yes,
cane.
Sugar cane.
Cocaine, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
sugar cane. That's it. Because it looks like that, and there is a better stuff over there. You know what the reed is? Oh, reed is something full of knots.
And you have to get a poker and burn it out.
You have to burn out all those knots, then it opens. Then the music is there. Knot. That knot means intelligence. That gere, that tie, is akal, binding. So, this reed has some bindings. With what? It's tied to what? To itself. These are the strong point of this reed. So this is binding to yourself. Means you're in love with yourself, which is the role of intelligence. This is the animal life. When you burn out all these ties, then it's free from itself. So it doesn't go for self-strength. It goes to let that breath go through it. The breath of a human being is playing the music when that reed is matured like that. He has all this in his mind, so he will put them together in two verses. First of all, he will say, oh, those curtains you pulled down, always want to see the girl, burn them out.
Is he saying curtains or veils?
Both, I believe it is, because, we use one other word, which is parde, and parde is veil, it's curtain, It's divider.
Membrane.
It's membrane. Yes. Uh-huh. Even membrane is tired. It's like that. So you, it's like pulling a membrane on your eyes, not to make yourself blind. So okay, burn these two, past and the future. Why? Because when you have these two, you're binding to yourself. Because when you look at the past, think about the past. Tell us about it. No, before you say, I have a bet with this young boy here. I bet you anything you want. She would not go 5,000 years ago. You know that. Doesn't happen. You were telling. You were thinking about when we went to the past. Where did you go?
I remember.
Uh-huh. You go to the point of time that is related to you. You remember. You are interested, and it's more than that. You are at the center of it wherever you go. You see how selfish you become? Because this is the game of the self. It should do it. It is good for the intelligence, because like that, intelligence will learn from the past and will use it in the future. The role of intelligence was that, remember? But today, my argument was about my intelligence is not that. It's much more than that. It's not only learning from the past, using it in the future. I'm thinking about the future that no animal will think about.